Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Apparently, Michael Fronte, who's singing here, has determined that his public exile is over. He is going back out on tour in the spring. I love his music. I can always separate myself from the artist from the art. Speaking of artists, is Saltstone up in Riverside like the hottest thing around?
Yeah, we just drove by it on the way back from the airport.
I have yet to see it. I really need to get up there and go take a look at it. But they've just booked three more acts, and I'm losing track of who all's coming. But Chicago's now coming. Styx and Evanescence have all signed up to play at Morton Amphitheater in Riverside, which opens this coming spring. You saw Chicago in concert once, didn't you? And without Peter Cetera, it's really...
Let me just tell you, without Peter Cetera, you're getting a lot of horns, which there's nothing wrong with horns. I love
the brass
horns.
Instruments.
Yeah, the 2 to 5 or 6 to 4, whatever the heck that song is. It's
25 or 6 to
whatever.
4.
Weirdest song. I cannot even, my brain does not compute that song. So that's what Chicago is. Do not go to that concert and think you're going to get Everybody Needs a Little Time Away. Mm. You're not going to hear any of those hits. Those are Peter Cetera hits.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get horns.
Okay. Well, the name of the tour is the Windy Cities Tour, All the Hits, Your Kind of Tour.
All the hits.
All the hits.
Not just the horns. Because I like the horns. I just got to have me some Peter Cetera. If I can't slow skate to what I'm listening to, I don't want to go.
Okay.
He had so many slow song hits. Look away.
No.
Look away.
That is not Peter Cetera. That was recorded. That was on Chicago 19.
Okay.
After he had already left. That's right. I know a thing or two about the band Chicago.
Clearly.
A man in Maryland has been arrested after allegedly pointing a gun at three girls who were singing Christmas carols door to door.
God, I saw this.
Anne Arundel County Police responded to an assault report on Saturday, November 22nd, so a week ago this past Saturday. When officers arrived, they learned that three 12-year-old girls were going door-to-door singing Christmas carols when they knocked on the door of 58-year-old
Good God.
Paul Susi.
What is wrong with people?
Susi allegedly showed up in a bay window next to the home and pointed a handgun at the carolers, sending them running away. One of the girls' moms called police to report the incident. Susi was charged with three counts of first-degree assault, second-degree assault, and reckless endangerment. He was released on $10,000 bond. You know,
Bah humbug, jerk!
But I'll tell you something. When you were down in Mississippi,
yeah,
you may recall, you sent a text to me on, I believe it was last Tuesday night, and the kids were heading down to Mississippi the next day. Okay?
Yeah.
And there was a picture at your desk right over there. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming I sent the right one.
You did. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you said to me, hey, is there any chance you can grab that picture on my desk.
Yep.
I want to give it to my mom. I didn't bring it, forgot to bring it down here. Can you drop it off at my house and the girls will grab it? They're flying down tomorrow.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's 6:05 at night on a Tuesday night, right? No, I'm being serious. I've been to your house, your new house, I think 3 times prior. I know the general area.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not exactly the best lit street in America.
Correct.
Okay. So I know generally where I'm going. I get to where I think your house is, but it's very dark.
Yeah.
And it was very cold. And I park my car in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I get out. I grab this framed picture that you wanted left on the front porch. Before I went to your front porch, and I'm like, you know,
making sure.
Of course, this is in the dark. And I'm like, this looks like her house exactly the way I remember it. You know what I did?
What?
I walked over to the north just a few feet to check and make sure that there was a pickleball court there.
Oh, sure.
In your neighbor's
yard.
So
you don't get shot by some weirdo.
Because I thought if I go up there and try to get into the front porch and drop this off.
Yeah.
And I'm at the wrong house just by accident. I mean, these things do
but
happen.
But when in the era, Scott, I know what you're going to say. This you were trying to be careful.
I was.
When in the era of Amazon and Chateau Milk and UPS and all of those things, do we just look out the window and brandish a gun at three little girls? Or pizza delivery? We've seen that where a pizza delivery person comes to the wrong door and has a gun pulled on him.
Look at what happened to that kid in the Northland.
Oh, God. Ralph Jarl.
Ralph Jarl. Thank you. I mean, he's going to pick up his sibling and happens to be on the wrong block.
It's so awful. I'm telling you, I don't trust anybody anymore. This is why I don't look at you in traffic. Everyone is crazy and everyone is armed. That is my rule.
That's my point. And so I looked to make sure that there was a pickleball court.
Yeah.
In your neighbor's yard.
And you're like, yep, there it was. Is.
There was. Which, by the way, with the fence that they have built around it, how is anyone going to actually play pickleball on that court?
To rappel in with maybe Johnny Rollins. I don't know if we'll have time.
Cool. So anyway, but that was my, honest to God, Dana, that was my thought going over there.
Especially at night, where you're like, I don't want to go to the wrong door.
Right. And I didn't want to open the wrong door and put that picture in there, only to have some burly guy come out with his shotgun
and
put it in my face.
These were three little girls singing Christmas carols. For all he knew, they were selling Girl Scout cookies.
Dana, there was a story, it was either last week or the week prior, and you'll remember this. A cleaning lady.
Yes.
Went to in Whitestown, Ohio or Indiana, Whitestown.
Yeah.
Goes to the wrong door.
Shot her through the door, did they not? Tries
to open the door. You know, she's got, cleaning lady, she's got the key to the house or the house that she thinks she's at. Tries to get the key in the door. It's not going, so she's like, what the heck's going on? And he allegedly shoots her right through the door. Doesn't even open the door. Doesn't even give her the
You do not have the right to fire your weapon through
correct.
A locked door.
That is correct. But people do, for whatever reason, and I can't figure it out, people are petrified that somebody's at the door, and then they're willing to fire a gun through the door.
Not even knowing what's on the other side of that door.
Now, when I hear some, and we've talked about this 1,000 times, when somebody rings my doorbell, I just go into complete shut the house down mode. I'm not answering the door. I don't know who you are.
That's what Ring doorbell's for.
Right. But I remember this was about a month ago. It was a Saturday. There's a ring at the front door. And I'm like, okay, who's this? Yeah. And I look on my phone and it's a kid. And I'm like, okay, he's not here to hurt me. He's not here to sell me anything. I opened the door and he said, would you like for me to paint your home
numbers
on the curb?
Of course. I'll give you $20 to paint
your
numbers
you,
on the curb.
I'll tell you right now, kids, by the way, if you're looking to make a couple bucks, swing by my house tomorrow morning, and you're welcome to shovel my front drive.
Yeah, you don't need to be shoveling snow right now.
I got out there today, and all I could remember was every story that I've ever read where some guy ends up having a heart attack.
Yeah, it's the weight of the snow. Mm-hmm. It's colder, so you're something about the restriction of your arteries
or
something.
That is correct.
You're no spring chicken. I'm not either. I'm not saying I am either.
So I moved the snow a little bit. I already told you the story.
You moved it a little bit.
And then I looked at the dog and I go, let's go inside.
We're done. All right. You know, I hate to say I told you so. And I really hate to say I told you so when Sam's not here. But oh, hell, we are going to talk about this today. Do you remember the dad in Utah that decided to go on a hike with two toddlers and an 8-year-old. And you remember at the time, Sam, I know you listen when you're on vacation. I hope you're listening to this because I told you so. Sam was like, you shouldn't go on a hike with your 2-year-old. No, you don't even want to go to Walmart with your 2-year-old, Scott. Have you had a 2-year-old?
I know.
So this dad goes into the woods in like 140-degree weather or 20-degree weather. I don't remember what it was. It was deadly. With a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and an 8-year-old. And I said at the time he should be charged. Sam told me I was ridiculous. You're welcome to call in and defend yourself, but I know you won't because it's indefensible. Dad has been charged. I told you so.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So apparently traffic is just a mess today for the obvious reasons. If you have an update wherever you are, go ahead and send it into the text line and we will try to get that information out to everybody. 913-586-7798.
Just one of the ones I saw over the commercial break was that 291 heading to Lee's Summit was backed up all the way to I-70. That is from the Blue Springs Community Awareness page. Be careful, turn on your headlights, do all the things that we're supposed to do. And by the way, look out for abandoned cars. Mm-hmm. There, if you look at the scout cameras, there are abandoned cars strewn all over exits, entrances, Kansas City roadways, just right in the middle of the road. Just
oh, wow, look at that.
Stopped right there.
We decided to get out and go for a walk.
People just got out and went for a walk, and okay. So you got to stay alert out there.
Today is also the day that we launched Coats for Kids 2025. There is a need, as you know, every single year in this town. If you can help us out, $25 will buy a new coat for a child here in Kansas City who, for whatever reason and no fault of their own, doesn't have a winter coat to go to school or to play in. So if you can help us out, Coats for Kids this year runs through December 19th, and we help out a number of the school districts. Let me rephrase, you help out a number of the school districts, including Kansas City, Missouri, Hickman Mills, and Independence. Just go to our website, kmbz.com, or text KMBZCOATS. That's one word, KMBZCOATS, to 44321.
Okay, so you might not remember his name. It was Micah Hill.
Micah Smith.
He was the Utah man pardon me, in the hills of Utah, who was rescued with his three children. And we talked about it at length when it happened. He was rescued with his three children, ages 8, 4, and 2, after he took them on a treacherous hike through the mountainous terrain last month in the cold. I couldn't remember which one it was. I remember they all almost died. Mm-hmm. Smith, 31 years old, has been indicted on 3 counts of child torture, child torture, and 3 counts of aggravated child abuse. They are all first degree felonies. Mr. Smith first made headlines in October, and we talked about it on the show, when search and rescue crews found him with his 8-year-old daughter and his 2 sons, 2 and 4, 1 full day after they were reported overdue at Big Cottonwood Canyon. The canyon offers popular but tough hiking trails. It's about 15 miles southeast of Salt Lake City. When they found everyone, initially, you remember the dad was hailed a hero.
He had frostbite.
He had frostbite. And mm-hmm. I remember saying, and I didn't really temper it, no, this guy should be charged. Why would you take a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old into the mountains, let alone an 8-year-old? But the 2 and the 4 is what got me.
Don't disagree.
The 2 younger children that we're hearing more about this now were in critical condition when they were found, with severe frostbite and hypothermia. They said the children during a news conference were told to, quote, march on, despite being afraid that the path their dad was taking, known as Broad Fork Trail, was not an easy hike you would take any child upon. Mm-hmm. The children discussed climbing over rocks that were slipping and having to hold on to vegetation as they were trying to hike.
One of the children, when they were found, was unconscious.
They were found alongside a boulder with a few sticks stacked against it. The 2-year-old boy was under his 4-year-old brother, who was exposed and unconscious. Mm-hmm. The daughter can be heard in a video found on his phone asking, are we going to freeze to death?
Read the next line.
The local news channels reported that prosecutors said they believed his behavior was, quote, clearly spiraling, mm-hmm. adding he had previously expressed suicidal ideations. Now, I don't know about that, but I remember at the time saying, no one in their right mind would take a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old into the freezing mountains. I have a problem with even doing that with an 8-year-old. You can form your own opinion on that. And I remember Sam saying, like, you can't take your own children on a hike? No, not like this. No.
You'll get no disagreement from me.
Have you ever taken 3 children into a Kohl's? I would rather walk out into traffic blindfolded at 5 o'clock during rush hour. There's certain things when you have toddlers. He's outnumbered. He was outnumbered here.
Well, I can remember when Sarah and Maya were young, Sarah wanted to go to SeaWorld in San Antonio. She wanted mm-hmm. to see whatever the hell that killer whale's name is. Was it Shiloh or something? Yeah. Shimu? I can't remember.
The Free Willy. Yeah.
Right. And I think Sarah was like 5. Maya was 1. Guess where Maya went? She stayed here with grandma. I'm not taking a 1-year-old to SeaWorld. No.
Who will have no memory of it whatsoever?
None whatsoever.
You know who would have a memory of it? You.
Which I
carried a screaming toddler around.
Honest to God. And I'm being serious here. And Logan, this is some free future parental advice, mm-hmm. okay? I'm not even going to charge you. I'm not going to even charge you for this. Don't take your kids anywhere when they're too young to remember it later in life.
I'm with you.
You know, for example, why even, I remember, and God bless them, my parents took me, I think it was to whichever one's in Florida, Disney, whichever.
Yeah, Disney I think World Disney or, World's in Florida.
Okay, whatever. Do you know how many memories I have from Disney World when I was?
None.
4?
Probably none.
None. None whatsoever.
Smith, by the way, chose to keep trying to reach the summit, quote, over the safety of his children, and reportedly told investigators he had decided to take his kids on a hike that day and admitted to, quote, not being familiar with the trail and did not check trail reports or the weather forecast before going into the canyon.
I think he's got bigger problems than just taking his kids on a ill-advised hike. This is somebody who's clearly struggling.
One child said the dad refused to turn around, calling the hike, quote, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Yeah, you know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Why?
End of lifetime experience.
Your last experience you're going to have.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Did they say more snow is on the way? Did I hear that right or wrong?
Apparently a Delta flight that was supposed to be in Iowa just had to land in Kansas City over the weekend because Des Moines Airport got shut down because it was worse there than it was here.
No snow tomorrow in the forecast. It's going to be sunny, but when you wake up in the morning, it will be 17 degrees. This is the night where you drip your faucets.
Okay, here we go.
No.
Here we go, people. It's go time.
Have you disconnected your hoses yet?
Yes.
I did it two weeks ago.
This is Scott's Super Bowl this week.
It is. I hate this weather, but I love giving helpful advice to people, and they can thank me later.
Strangers.
Tomorrow's high is 39 degrees. That's the warmest it will be all week.
No. Is that right?
Yeah, according to the Weather Channel.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, high of 39 tomorrow is as high as it gets.
I got 40 on Friday.
Oh, okay. Really? I've got 37 on Friday.
Okay.
Just depends on where you're looking, I guess.
Man, I was on a beach a couple days ago. It was glorious.
You were on a beach yesterday.
I know. I mean, we had light jackets on some of the days.
Aww.
But, you know, not really light. I mean, like a light
zip
up.
Like a members only.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very, very light jackets. Speaking of flying, did you see that you've had 10 years to get this real ID? And because we all just flew, if you don't have your passport and you don't have a real ID, you better get on it. They're going to start charging you $45 to get groped by the TSA if you don't get your real ID, people. They're going to now charge you to search you.
Starting on February 1st, this is the $45, by the way, is a market increase from the initially announced fee of $18. Now, hold on for a second. I thought the whole point of forcing everybody to go get the real ID was if you didn't get the real ID, you couldn't fly, period. Now you can buy your way into the plane if you don't have real ID. Do I understand this correctly?
I don't know, Scott. I don't understand. I had to get a new driver's license. And when I got my new driver's license, you don't have a choice now. It is a real ID.
That is correct.
How often do you go before, is it 6 years that you get your driver's license and then you have to get it renewed? Five? So we're really just waiting on the people to catch up.
I know the passport is 10 if you're an adult. It's 5 if you're under the age of 18.
I guess what I'm asking is, why do you not have a real ID? Anyone who has had an address change, a name change, got divorced.
You've had a lot of those things.
You're going to go and get a new driver's license. You should have a real ID. anyone who has had to have their driver's license renewed every, what is it?
I think it's five.
Five years?
I think it's every 5 years, except for like your 21st. So like I got mine renewed on my 21st birthday, which was in 2021, and I'll have to get it again in 2026. But like your 16th birthday, your 18th birthday, your 21st birthday, and then after that, it's every 5 years.
For all the old people, we're waiting for this 5 year window from which has already passed because they announced it 10 years ago. That's why I don't understand. Who are the people that don't have the real ID?
I don't know.
Because they said we needed it 10 years ago.
So I went and got, when I moved out to Western Shawnee, I ended up going, and I can't, oh no, it did expire. My ID had already expired. It was the guy at the bank who is very attentive. And he goes, you do realize your driver's license has expired. It expired 6 months ago.
Whoops.
I didn't even know. So I go down to, well, I'm not going to tell you where I go. There are three places to get a driver's license in Johnson County.
Don't give away the good one.
And there is one.
Don't you tell
them. I'm not going to tell them. there is one, and I'll just say this.
You walk right out.
I sure as hell did. And I walked right in, and boom. I was at the counter before I could even say, I'm here. And they gave me a new driver's license. It automatically had the gold star or whatever it is.
Here's, okay, one thing we're forgetting. Here are the reasons people don't have a real ID, okay?
Okay.
Many people don't have a real ID because they are in the military or they have other valid forms of identification for federal purposes, such as a U.S. passport, a passport card, or military ID.
Yeah, but you still need it to drive.
I would think so, don't you?
Yes.
Infrequent travelers, if you do not fly or need access to federal buildings
or a car,
you may not feel the need to obtain a real ID. I did hear, Scott, if you get called for jury duty, you can't get in to a federal courthouse without a real ID.
You probably could with a passport.
Lack of awareness or understanding, access and logistical issues. Choice. Here's one. Some people, such as a significant portion of the population in states like Kansas, have actively chosen to get a standard license instead of a real ID. Help me understand that.
I don't even remember being asked when I went last year, the year prior, whenever it was, would you like a standard license or a real ID? I just remember them giving me the license. Well, they didn't even give me the license. I walk out with a piece of paper that qualifies as a driver's license until it arrives in the mail.
I don't have a real ID. I don't remember being asked when I turned 21 and got my license renewed. I don't remember them asking me.
How long ago?
This would have been 2021.
Four years ago.
Then you should be covered because 10 years ago they told us we had to do this.
Nobody ever, I don't recall ever being told I needed one. The people at the DMV didn't say anything.
Hold on. Do you have your driver's license?
Do you have a
license? Yeah, do you have it on you right now?
I do have it on me right now.
I have three of them. Do you want to look at mine?
I live in
Missouri.
Okay. Look in the upper right-hand corner of your driver's license.
Yep.
Is there a star?
No. It says not for real ID purposes.
Oh, God.
In the top right corner.
If I were you, I would go marching in there and say, look, you know, I wouldn't go sternly, but I would say, I just went through this a couple years ago. Why was I not given, like, why didn't somebody say, hey, by the way? Because when I just went in for the third time in a year, there's signs everywhere.
Names are changing
a lot. There's literally signs everywhere you look that say, you have to get a real ID. You have to get a real ID.
I understand.
Yeah. And mine expires in February, and I'm not traveling anywhere anytime soon, so I'm not super concerned about it. I have a passport, so I've just used that for pretty much everything.
So do I.
But coming up in February, I mean, it's got my parents' address on it still. My wife and I bought a house almost a year ago.
That's one of the reasons I got an additional ID.
I need to get change of address and all those things anyway, so may as well just get it all in one fell swoop, I guess.
Well, if you don't, they're going to charge you $45 to grope you.
But explain this to me. What is the difference between a, quote, real ID and a not for real ID purposes driver's license?
It's a star, Scott.
But what I'm saying is it's not like they vetted me anymore to determine if I was a risk.
Correct.
When I was at the DMV, they just gave me my – they told me to look at the board and read out the letters on the first three rows.
Yep.
And I did. And then next thing I know, I signed my signature and I was on my happy way. What is it about the real ID that makes it, quote, let me rephrase that, makes you, quote, safer to fly.
I don't feel like we are safer or not safe. I mean, I think it's status quo. This one just has a star on it. And it brings it within federal standards and guidelines. I think
what does that mean?
I think all the states had their own hodgepodge, mishmash of what states' IDs were, and maybe this brings it into alignment.
Says here from Adam Stoll, who is with the transportation, he's with TSA, the security of the traveling public is our top priority. So we urge all travelers to get a real ID or other acceptable form of ID as soon as possible. Now, wait a minute. If the security of the traveling public is your top priority,
then why should I be able to pay $45 to skip it?
Why are you allowing anyone onto a plane that doesn't have a real ID? If all you care about is my safety, how come somebody else who can be a ne'er-do-well is able to pay $45 and still get on the same flight? That's all I want to know. By the way, you can pay that fee online if you'd like before arriving at the checkpoints, and you will receive an email confirmation to present to the TSA.
That sounds secure.
Passengers who do not pay in advance will be removed from the security line to complete a verification process that could take up to 30 minutes.
Even if you don't fly, you still have to have the real ID to go into any federal building, right?
I believe that is correct.
But you can drive with a non-real ID.
Correct. Logan does.
Correct. I do.
Then what's the point? I really want to know now. What is the point?
To extract $45 out of your wallet?
For the people who said, nope, personal choice, I'm not doing it.
I'm a sovereign citizen. I'm not the property of the government. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. My mom just texted me. Aww. And said that when she got her real ID, she had to show a birth certificate and a bill that showed her home address. Okay. I don't remember having to do that.
Okay. When I looked up, why the heck would someone not have a real ID? This is the answer. Some people are choosing not to get real ID due to privacy concerns about government tracking.
Here we go.
Data sharing, potential security vulnerabilities like hacking, and the inconvenience and hassle of the application process, which can involve heading to the DMV. We all know that, right? Mm-hmm. Others may simply not see the immediate need for it if you don't plan on flying or visiting federal buildings and or if you have a passport or military ID.
What is it in the real ID that would allow the government to track you more than if you just had a regular driver's
license? If you pay taxes, fun fact, they already know who you are and where you live.
If you carry around a small computer that you can talk to people in your pocket,
they got you.
They can track you. Okay? I mean, let's lose it with the, you know, I don't want Uncle Sam following me around. You literally give them the possibility to do that every time you unplug your phone at home and put it in your pocket.
You have more computing power in your front jean pocket than the first space shuttles.
Yep.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That is true.
Suzanne in Kansas City. Suzanne, hello. Good afternoon.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good, good. Well, my story about this real ID is unbelievable because I got married in 1970. I'm old. So I have always had a driver's license in Kansas and Missouri. Last September, I went to renew my Missouri license because I live here now. And what they told me, I had to have my divorce papers.
Right.
I don't have them. I have no idea. I called to try to find them, and they said, well, they're archived somewhere. Send us some money, and we'll try and find them for you.
They want the lineage of your name, Suzanne, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had a birth certificate. I had everything that they asked for, but they want my divorce papers. I have no idea where to find them.
Well, how long ago did you get divorced?
I got married in 1970. I got divorced in 1975.
Yeah. It's not easy to track down that stuff now, Suzanne, let alone back in the 70s where that's on microfiche somewhere.
Oh, you can't. I have no idea. No one can help me. They just say, well, good luck.
Oh, so Suzanne, I am sorry.
I will not get a real ID because I'm done with those people.
Do you have an updated passport?
No, I've never had a passport.
Got it.
Really?
Okay. No.
So you've never been out of the country?
No, I just went to Mexico one time, but I didn't need one then. That was a while back.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, what do you do? Where do you go? How much do you pay them? I have no idea.
Okay.
No one can answer it.
All right. Let's go to Pam in Olathe. We got 1 minute, Pam. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, I recently got my real ID, and I'm over 50. You have to bring your birth certificate, your Social Security card, and proof of residence. And I'm guessing that maybe people are leery because now that we know the DMV can sell your information, that's pretty scary. I might even rethink it if I would have known that.
Well, but they can sell your information
anyway,
with a real ID or not.
Right, but now they have my birth certificate and my Social Security number.
But the government already has those things.
That.
And I'm not saying that's okay at all.
The government gave you that Social Security number. They know exactly what your number is. And this idea of the states selling your information, when that story came out last week, was startling. Not only that they do it, but how poorly Missouri does it. Missouri raked in $100,000 selling your personal information last year. The state of Kansas, with half the people that Missouri has, raked in more than $1 million selling all of your personal information. Missouri, you suck at selling personal information. That's a fact. Telephone number here is 586-7798. Dana Wright, that guy over there is Logan Weber. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ, and God, I wish this song was true.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.